60th anniversary.
说到自己，因为有一段时间我就想到，这过去二十几年一直在飞升呢，但是我好像忽略了我自己的母会。
And one thing about me is I've spent more than 20 years at BSOP, but in a sense, have I ignored or neglected my own church?
当然，神给我们每个人也许有不同的托付。
Maybe God has given us different burden.
所以我也在问神，这个时候是不是我应该，比如说多服侍我自己的母会的时候？
So I'm asking whether this is time for me to serve my home church a little bit more.
另一方面，我们也想到明年是我们飞升的60庆典。
And I'm thinking about the 60th anniversary of BSOP is coming out next year.
我希望不仅仅是作为60岁了，是一个大的庆典。
I hope it's not just a celebration because I'm 60 years old.
因为过去我们常听到特别在北美神学院来到60年，这是最大的一个危机。
And in North America, I've heard that when a seminary comes to the 60th year, that is the biggest crisis.
我们在庆典的当中，神给我们还有什么原因呢？我们应该继续下去呢？
And in this, amidst all the celebration, let's ask,What has God given us such that we should continue?
我希望那一天我们不是敬拜赞美，有很好的信息。
I hope the day doesn't end with good worship, good songs, and that's all.
Good sermon.
And good sermon, that's all.
我希望我们全校，无论是老师，我们是同学，我们一起在主的面前来寻求，我们有什么？上帝托付我们什么？
And that's come before our Lord and us. What has our God entrusted to us?
其实这个就很像今天保罗在第二章开头他所说的，因为我进到你们的当中不是突然的。
And just as Paul said here, it's not an accident or failure that we visit you.
当我在这两方面来思想的时候，其实也就在回想过去的服事，在主的面前是不是？所谓不是空空的。
And I pray that my service, my ministry before God would not be a failure or just an accident.
飞升过去的60年所做的工作，我们可以大胆的说不是空空的。
And our ministry in the last 60 years would not become a failure.
保罗写这封信给帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
And Paul wrote this letter to the church in Thessalonica.
有些时候可能我们会忘记，看起来看经文的时候我们会觉得这个好像是个老教会的样子。
And as we read this letter, sometimes we got the wrong impression this is a mature church.
因为保罗在他的他们的感谢里面，哇，这个道会教会信望爱都有。
And because Paul has been praising andBeing thankful for this church, faith, hope, and love.
但其实，如果我们看它的历史，还有看这个书信的日期的时候，其实帖撒罗尼迦教会这个时候还不过还是在蜜月期的当中。
And but if we look at the history and the dating of this letter, this church is actually in the honeymoon time.
在这个蜜月期有这样好的。一个表现还在享受这个蜜月期。
And maybe the church is still in honeymoon time, therefore it's doing quite well.
就像我们的校友上个星期结婚的时候。
And just like our graduate who got married last week.
我们的婷婷呢，在这个婚礼快要结束，我们要讲一句话。
And Lin Tingting, Tiffany, at the end of the wedding, she said, "I have to speak up."
他说：“李太太，哎呀，我们谈恋爱8年，终于今天我们结婚了。
”And she said, "After we have been going together for 8 years, finally we are married."
哎呀，我们以为他要想什么很严重的话。
We thought she might say something serious.
但是他真的就是还是那么单纯的。
But she has kept such a pure heart.
天上一家教会在蜜月期。但是保罗知道他们还需要继续的来培养。
And the church in Thessalonica is still in honeymoon time, but Paul knows they need to keep on going.
保罗要如何来培养，要如何来关心这个教会呢？
How is Paul going to care for this church?
当然可能我们会想、哦、保罗要讲一些勉励的话，要讲一些吩咐或者一些命令。
And of course, we think Paul is going to give them some encouragement, even some order what they should be doing.
但是保罗在这个地方好像都在讲他自己。
But, however, Paul seemed to be talking about himself.
或者更多讲到他自己在他们的中间是如何为人。
And talk about how he has behaved and lived among them.
今天要鼓励这个帖撒罗尼迦教会要继续的在患难的当中继续走下去，他的依据是什么呢？
And what is the basis, the foundation that he could encourage this church to go forward?
也就是他们当时所接受的这个纯正的福音，也是由一个纯正的牧者来向他们传讲的。
They have a pure gospel, which is, was preached by a pastor of a pure heart.
因此他们应该也愿意继续的持守。
Therefore, they should continue with this gospel.
当我们读这卷书卷的时候，我们不难发现保罗好几次他都会非常肯定的说，你们知道，你们知道，你们亲身知道。
And Paul in this letter repeatedly said, you know, you really know.
因为这个知道，保罗所说的这个知道是他们经历性的，是他们亲眼看见，亲耳听见，跟保罗短短和他们在一起的时间里面，他们看见保罗在他们当中是如何行事为人。
And this knowledge comes from experience. They have experienced how Paul has lived in that short time Paul was with them.
所以在我们这十二节的经文里面，至少有四次保罗说，你们知道。
And even among the 12 verses, Paul has said four times, you know.
并我们可以说很大胆，保罗非常的大胆，他没有避讳不说，并且他可以说，神是我的见证人。
And Paul was quite daring, and he could even claim, God is my witness.
你们也是我的见证人。
And you are my witnesses.
我在你们当中是如何做人。
You know how I have lived among you.
我们的福音和我们作为一个福音的传递者是息息相关的。
Our gospel, our message, and we as messenger, the two are together, not separate.
刚才我们看第一章第五节的时候说，这个福音不是单靠这张嘴。
And the gospel in verse chapter says, this gospel does not depend on the mouth only.
更是在这边说有确信，有圣灵的能力发出来。
And talk about it comes from the power of the Holy Spirit.
保罗能够在他们当中有这么单纯的动机，那还是出于神借着他自己灵所做出来的这个大能。
And the pure motive that Paul has shown among them come from the power of the Holy Spirit.
首先保罗来到他们当中，为什么他在万难的当中他还是坚持会来到帖撒罗尼迦呢？
Even among all the difficulties and hardship, Paul has insisted that he will come to Thessalonica.
过去的保罗可以以他的这个背景，他可以有一个非常人从人的角度来看非常远的一个前途。
And based on Paul's background, he from the human point of view, he could have a bright and good future.
在第二节里面，我们可以看到，在这个交叉平行当中，保罗说，在万难的当中，我们还是在神里面大胆的向你们传福音。
And in verse 2, Paul talk about even among all the suffering and all the difficulties, we dare to preach the gospel to you.
然后第四节告诉我们是，原来是因为上帝验证我们，因此我神怎么说我就怎么传，为不是要讨人的喜悦，乃是要讨那继续验证我的神的喜悦。
And verse 4 onward talk about, we are not trying to preach something for human approval, but the only one we look for approval is God.
所以这旁边的话就是说，哎，如果我们要教这个归纳法，这是一段很好的经文可以使用的。
And if ever we want to teach biblical interpretation, this passage is wonderful as a text.
保罗在这边有很多的所谓这些文学的结构。
And Paul has used many literary devices.
很多的交叉的平行。
And many structurally devices.
很多的排比 triplets.
And triplets and plurals.
这边第四位保罗说。神怎么说，我怎么传。
Paul claimed, whatever God has said, I will say.
保罗忠心的传。
And I'm going to preach faithfully.
虽然夹在万难的中间。
Although I was in all sorts of difficulties.
但希望你看到前面是因为他说上帝曾经验证我。
And it all has to do with God has approved me.
完成，现在完成的时态。
And if that was done, it was expressed in a perfect tense.
神如何验证保罗呢？
How has God approved?
我想我们回想保罗的生命有两方面，是上帝自己拣选他。
And there are two aspects. First of all, God has chosen Paul himself.
不是因为保罗有什么样的才干。
Not because Paul was particularly skillful.
但是他这些背景、这些才干、他这些背后的资源，上帝使用。
But all his abilities and skills, God is using.
但是是上帝拣选他。
But most important of all, God has chosen him.
但是当神拣选他的时候，从第一天一直到他现在写信的时候，保罗可以说我是被验证，因为我没有懈怠，我是一直的传讲，一直的传讲，并且忠心的传讲。
And Paul could say, from the day one, God has called me up to now, I have been faithful to the God who has approved me.
我们也注意一下，我忠心的传讲，后面其实保罗用同样的字，但因为是。要满足，要讨那继续验证我的神。
And Paul said, "I'm preaching because I want to continue to please the God who has approved me."
一方面，我们知道是神拣选我们。
First of all, we know God has chosen us.
但神拣选我们就哦，上帝啊，所有事情你来做吧。
And we sometimes go, "Oh well, you have chosen me, so everything you do it."
保罗知道上帝拣选他，他也有一份的责任。
Paul knows when God has called, a human also has responsibility.
请上帝给我们呼召，我们有一天要交账的。
Since God has called us and entrusted to us, one day we have to reply and we have to account for what we do.
亲爱的同学，今天你们不是。向飞升交账。
Today, dear brother and sister, you are not accounting to us.
虽然我们说你在这边，特别如果你有想用这个奖学金的话，你想用三年，至少你回去服侍三年。
Although we do say, since if you are using our scholarship for 3 years, you need to go back to ministry, serve at least 3 years.
但说实话，真的我们抓不到你的。
But frankly speaking,We are not coming after you to chase you.
但是请你自己记得，你要向神交代。
But please remember, the counting is done between you and God.
保罗他被神验证，他也忠心的，因为他知道上帝要继续的来验证我。
And Paul is saying, God has approved me, and he will continue to.Approve me.
包括我们所传的，包括我们如何生活。
Including what we say, what we preach, and how we live.
保罗当他提到自己的时候，在这里一个中心点，也就讲到他来到他们的当中，乃是因带着一个非常单纯的 一个动机。
Paul talked about when I come among you, I came with a very pure motive.
所以这是神交托我这件事情。
And God has entrusted all these things to me.
因此，我也就非常单纯的带着这个动机来到你们的当中。
Therefore, I have come among you with this pure motive.
当保罗说我来到你们当中，我们中文的翻译说不是突然的。
And in Chinese, talk about, this is not something empty.
其实不单单是在讲他服事的一个成果。
This is not just talking about result.
应该也可以讲到，当他进来的时候，他带着一个什么样的目标和计划。
And also, it referred to the plan, the idea he had when he came.
但绝对不是心机。
But it's not manipulation.
保罗在这边有两个，其实是有三个排比在这个地方。
There are three parallels here.
保罗说，我来到你们当中不是要误导人的，不是出于错误，不是出于误会，不是出于诡诈。
And Paul talked about,He is not coming with flattery or with mask or with any trickery.
五阶呢有另外一个排比，他说我没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的。没有藏着贪心，这是上帝可见。没有向任何人求荣耀。
And there is no flattery, no greed, and no.Looking for praise from humans.
讲求荣耀的时候，他有一个小的排比，向人、你们或任何人。
And talk about towards human being or towards anyone.
我想非常清楚的把这三个排比摆在一起的时候，保罗说：“我来到你们的当中，绝对是出于一个非常单纯的动机。”
And Paul is claiming, "I came among you."With a pure motive.
因为我们可以知道，在初级的教会就有，我也许我们可以说假的师父，或者说一些巡回的一些传道人。
And in the early church, there were some false teachers or people who just go around churches.
当然他们就有一个所谓手册，叫做 Didache 手册，教导的手册。
Okay, they have this a little booklet.That they would teach from.
他们有一些的标准。
And they have certain standards.
如果一个传道人来到你们当中，当然第一天你接待他。
And if there is a preacher come, who will come, you will receive the person on day one.
如果第二天还有需要，再让他留一天。
And the second day, if he has needs, you
will, 第三天
you will receive
him. 他不走的话，很可能这是一个假师父了。
And the third day, if he just stay there, will not leave, maybe he is a false teacher.
你给他吃得好，住得好，还有这个红包很大，当然他又留下来了。
And you let him live well, eat well, and you give him offerings. Okay, the false teacher is going to stay.
保罗来到他们当中，绝对不是为了这一些。
And Paul has not come among them for this purpose.
一方面，保罗说我不是要误导人的，他所带来的福音是纯全的。
And Paul talked about, I'm not coming here to misguide you. My gospel is pure.
我所传的是可信的。
What I have preached is believable.
但是我所传的是可信的，我这个传的人也是神所验证，也是可信的。
And my message is true.So is the messenger, I am also true.
我来你们当中不是要拿，乃是要给。
When I come to you, I'm not here to take things from you, but I'm here to give to you.
来到你们的当中不是要求人的荣耀。
I'm not coming here for human approval or praises.
有时候我常跟中国同学开玩笑。
And sometimes I'm joking with students from China.
我年老的时候不怕没地方住，也不怕没东西吃。
When I'm getting old, I'm not afraid I won't have a place to stay or things to eat.
我回到中国，每一天就到不同的校友家，你们不会那么小气吧
？And every day, when I would just go to China and visit different graduates, and I trust I will be received.
但是其实，我们来到你们的当中，保罗说不是。为了这一些
But Paul claimed, when I come among you, I'm not aiming for this kind of thing.
下面又一个排比位说，你知道我们是何等的劳苦工作，昼夜的劳苦。
And Paul continued to say, how I have worked so hard among you day and night.
我也很大胆的，他敢说我在你们当中没有任何的贪心。
And Paul dared to claim, I have no greed among you.
在这边，我希望我们作为一个牧者，我们能够看到我们的动机跟我们传福音是非常有密切关系。
I hope as a pastor, we can see our motive and the message we preach, they are related.
如果你有不对的心机的话，你一定也会改变你所传的福音。
If we have impure motive, we also alternate will change the message we preach.
最近我问一个信徒，哦，这个某某领袖来到你们当中，讲到他。你这个事你知道吗？
And the reason I chat with a believer, such so and so has come among you to preach. Are you aware of that?
其实主要我是有另外一件事，他这个人的他来就是要向我们要钱。
And the believer said, oh, that so and so came, and the only thing he wanted was money.
是他到底讲什么？
So what exactly did he say?
反正很明显的就是要钱。
Actually, it was quite apparent for money.
当然呢，说句公平话，他要钱呢，也不是是为了一些发展了，就是这些事工的发展。
But honestly speaking, the money is for a particular ministry.
我们教会如我们在自己的教会讲道服事我们都没有所谓车马费的。
When we serve in our own church, we never ask for money for transportation.
当然外面的讲员我们会给这个车马费。
And if we have a speaker from outside, we will pay for the transportation.
有一次我去我们的姐妹团去讲道。
Once I visited our sister's fellowship.
当然呢我唱一首诗歌姐妹当然都成为我的粉丝了。
And of course, when I sang, all the sisters became my fans.
在这有一个姐妹，其实她不是我们的会友，但是她经常参加我们的姐妹团契。
And there was a particular sister who is not a member, but she came regularly.
你讲的时候，她会说阿门，是的，阿门 ，OK。
And she was going yes, 阿门，阿门。
这次呢，讲到之后呢，她再怎么说，一定要把一个东西塞在我的这个袋子里面。
And after my sermon, she insisted to put something into my wallet.
My pocket.
Pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. 他拿不到我的 wallet. No, it's okay. 我说 我不收这些的。
And I said, I don't take this kind of stuff.
但死一定要给我。
And she insisted.
好像感觉上有那么一大把。
And it felt like a big bunch.
当然我开车我也没有去看是多少。
And when I was driving, I didn't pay attention how much.
神学院的时候呢
when I came back to the seminary,
很好奇，赶快拿出来看一下。
And I was getting curious, so I took it out and took a look.
怎么就是一张20块飞币而已啊
？How come it was only 20 pesos?
请你们赦免我。
And please forgive me.
我也求神。赦免我那个时候我真的我不知道我的心态是什么。
And please God, forgive me. I couldn't quite explain how I felt.
我那个时候应该要祷告这个主导文，不要带我进入试探。
And I should have prayed the Lord's prayer, but lead me not into temptation.
但真的，我也看到我的软弱。
I could see my own weakness at that moment.
虽然我不需要那20块。
Of course, I don't need the 20 peso.
另外一方面，那么是不是我骄傲呢？你看我就值20块吗
？Was that my pride? I was only worth 20 peso.
求主赦免我。
Lord, please forgive me.
我跟你们一样。
I'm just like everyone else.
对不起，我不应该这样说。可能你们不是这样。
Maybe I shouldn't have said. Maybe you are much better than I am.
但是我跟很多一般世人一样。我如果告诉你我不贪那钱财，你们立刻知道我是骗你的。
And I'm just a normal human being. And if I say I don't like money, I'm lying.
但是当这些你要说是试炼试探摆在我们面前的时候，
But when this kind of temptation is placed in front of us,
我们怎么去接受或者怎么去处理？
How do we face and handle that?
跟我们所传的福音有非常深切的关系。
It is closely related to the message we are preaching.
弟兄姐妹，我可以明白，在其实不单在国内，在菲律宾，特别在菲律宾人的教会，很多牧者他们的生活是非常苦的。
Brother and sister, I understand in the churches here or in China, many brother and sister, the preachers, they have a very difficult life.
在中国，每个月领三百、四百、五百的还是很多很多。
Some pastors only receive 300, 500 renminbi a month.
真的，我为你们叫冤啊。
And I feel it's unjust for you.
但是我们信得过我们的神吗？
But we have to trust our God.
即使就什么都不给，你要凭信心，你愿意去吗？
So,If you are not going to get paid, are you going to preach by faith?
你的决定要去哪里，是根据什么来决定的？
Your decision where you are going to serve, what does it depend on?
保罗非常简单。
Paul was quite simple.
上帝呼召我就是要传福音。
Paul has called, God has called me.To preach the gospel.
我们也很清楚，他第二次的旅行布道的时候，看到非常清楚马其顿的意象。
And in his second journey, he has seen the vision of the Macedonia call.
他也就这样来到马其顿。
And therefore he traveled to Macedonia.
但是我们也知道，他从菲律宾开始就一直被人追赶，追赶。
And we learn from history, starting from Philippi, he has been chased and persecuted all the way.
也许我们可以说步步惊心。
And he was in danger every step of the way.
但是保罗还是传，还是继续的走下去，还是传，还是继续的走下去。
And Paul preached, continued to preach, and just went forward.
但保罗还是付出这样一个牧者的心。
And Paul continued to keep this pastor's heart.
虽然他在帖撒罗尼迦的时间不长，也许最多就一个月。
And he actually did not stay in Thessalonica for a long time, maybe at most 1 month.
这个教会虽然成长，但是他也知道很多的危机。
And though this church was growing, Paul was aware.It's going to face many, many crises.
所以保罗也不得已要先把提摩太派到他们那边去，去看看他们的情况如何。
Therefore, Paul sent Timothy to go and visit them.
保罗也写了，连续写了两封的书信，继续来鼓励他们。
And Paul wrote two letters to encourage this church.
很跟平常不一样，他的鼓励乃是说，你们所接受的福音，是因为。是纯全的福音，是一个纯全的牧者带给你们的。
And in the letter, he emphasized, "You have received a pure gospel, preached by a pure preacher."
因此，我们如何行事为人，你们知道，你们可以继续的效法我们。
How we have lived, you know very well, and you can imitate how we live.
保罗的生命在他们当中是他们明明可以见证的。
And they could witness how Paul has lived among them.
保罗不单单是所谓带着一个纯正的动机。
It's not just a pure motive.
单单一个很单纯就是顺服主给他的这个使命。
And it's a submission to the trust that the Lord has called him.
第三方面我们可以看到保罗他确实按他自己的话，我们不单单要把福音给你们，也把命都可以给你们。
And Paul said, "It's not just the gospel we're given to you; We can even give our life for your sake.
保罗在这边给他们一个最美的一个委身的榜样。
And Paul has shown them what commitment means.
一个原则，虽然我作为使徒是可以有一些要求。
The one principle role, I'm an apostle, I could have demanded things.
但是因为爱你们。
But because I love you.
我们就不愿意加任何的担子在你们的身上。
We are not willing to lay any burden on you.
这实在是一个牧者的心。
And that is a pastor's heart.
我们应该自己再回去看，特别看哥林多前书第九章，就在说这件事情。
And if we read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, it's also talking about this.
我虽有权利。
Role, I have the rights.
但是我宁可不用尽我的权利。
But I'm willing not to use all my rights.
为了要多得一些的人。
In order that I may gain a few more people.
保罗在这边讲到他这委身的榜样的时候，非常有趣，一个是母亲的形象，一个是父亲的形象。
And when Paul talked about his commitment, he used two different images. One is a metaphor of a mother, second is a metaphor of a father.
所以保罗说，我在你们当中宁可温温柔柔的。
And Paul talked about, I'm willing to be very gentle with you.
就像一个母亲妇孺她自己的孩子一样。
Just like a mother care for her children.
我可以这样说，一个母亲在带孩子的时候，孩子哭了，她有没有说，哎，我祷告看看，我要不要去给我的孩子吃奶？不会吧。
And when a mother is nursing a baby, when the baby cries, will the mother say, let me see, let me pray whether I should go and feed my baby?
前一周我们在中国上课的时候，忽然间一个孩子哭了。
And last week when we were, when I was teaching in China, and one of the students' baby cried.
就有一个人出去了。
And one person just walked out.
后面我就问他，你应该可以分辨那是你的孩子的哭声吧。
And later on, I asked her, you could distinguish whether that cry came from your baby.
半个班有好几个父母，但出去的就是那个哭泣的父亲。
And there are actually quite a few mothers in that class, but however, the one walk out is the mother of the baby.
不会错的。
And never make any mistake.
你如果是一个牧者，你有没有一个像母亲这样的心吗？
When you are a pastor, do you have that same heart like a mother?
啊，我真是太喜欢保罗这里的这句话。他说：“我们不单单愿意把福音给你们，连命都愿意给你。”
And I like what Paul is claiming here. It's not just the gospel we are giving to you. We are willing to give our life for you.
我闽南话有这样一句话说：“四条命，五条命，四命五命，四条命，五条命。” Four lives, five lives,
and
都可以给你。
Oh, and in Amoy, we talk about if I have four or five lives, I'm willing to give that to you.
当然，我们知道人只有一条命。
And of course, we know we only have one life.
即使有五条命、四条命，全部都可以给你。
And even if I have four or five, I'm willing to give that to you.
所以最近我常常有时候，在追思会里面常常鼓励比较年轻的一辈。
And sometimes in the memorial service, I would like to encourage younger generation.
特别比如说过世的是年长的父母。
Especially if the people who pass away are the elderly parents.
提醒他们，其实在我们的一生里面，我们的父母服侍我们过于我们能够服侍他。
Remind them that our parents have served us in our life more than we could ever serve them.
因为想到我的一生里面，即使是妈妈服侍我更多，我们能够服侍她只不过后面的三四年而已。
And in my life, my mother has served me a long time, and I only serve her for several years at the end.
这次我们的同学结婚的时候，新郎非常的激动。
And this time during the wedding last week, the bridegroom was quite excited and touched.
但不是说我要结婚了。
Nothing to do with the wedding itself.
但是他喊着说：“这是我的吗？”他的母亲在那边。
And he shouted, "That is my mother."
他非常的激动。
He was quite touched.
因为他的父亲过世的早，他们两个兄弟就是妈妈一手这样带大的。
Because his father passed away when he was very young, and his mother, all by herself, has raised him and his younger brother.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要服侍我们的信徒，我们的羊群，你必须要有一个母亲愿意付出生命的委身。
Today, as a pastor caring for our church, we need to have a mother's heart.
但是另一方面，我们也看到这个父亲的形象。
But at the same time, we see the metaphor of a father.
当保罗这边给我们看到的他的形象是什么？他是昼夜辛苦、劳苦、劳碌，昼夜做工，好叫你们不需要给我什么负担。
And it talk about Paul will work day and night with work hard such that he will not be a burden to people.
但他讲到这个父亲形象的时候，他又提到一个排比，乃是说我们对你们信主的人，在第十节是何等的圣洁、正直、无可指责。这由你们做见证，也有上帝做见证。
And here's a triplet. You are witnesses, and so is God. And how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you.
这边我所看到的是一个父亲，在这个他的品格上，不单单是他的劳碌上，为他的子女所设的一个榜样。
And here I see a father setting an example, not just in his hardship, also in his character for his children.
所以第十二节他说，因为我的目的是要你们行事为人能够对得起那召你们进入他国和他荣耀的神。
And the purpose is for the people, they would be alive, would reflect the gospel that was preached to the kingdom that they were calling.
刚才我们看到了保罗说，我这个福音不是单靠这一张嘴。
In preaching the gospel, it does not just depend on this mouth.
而是这个确信是出自圣灵的能力所发出来的。
But it comes from the power of the Holy Spirit.
而是彰显在保罗的做事为人，他是何等的圣洁。
And it was demonstrated in Paul's life, how pure his life was.
所以后面我们也发现保罗劝勉帖撒罗尼迦人的一个重点，也是要他们要过圣洁的生活。
And Paul has encouraged the believers, they have to live a pure life.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以为我们的羊群留下什么样的榜样呢？
Dear brother and sister, what kind of example are we leaving our flock?
我讲两个例子。
Let me give you two examples.
刚才我在思想的时候，我就想起我们第一任的院长薛玉光牧师。
As I was reflecting, I remember our first president, Xue Yuguang.
我那个时候大概是十几岁吧。其实我没有直接认识他。有一天呢，他来到我们的店铺要买一个订书机。
Actually, I didn't know him well. I was very young, and he came to our shop trying to buy a stapler.
我知道他是薛院长。
Okay. I knew he was 薛玉光。
然后他看了看，看了看，看了看，问了价格价钱。
Okay. He looked around, asked for prices.
结果还是没有买。
And he didn't buy at the end.
可能今天我说他太吝啬了。
And today I would say, oh well, he might be too stingy.
但其实我看到在他身上的一个榜样，真的是一个非常刻苦。也就是说用钱呢非常非常小心的一个人。
But on him, I saw an example of someone who used money very, very carefully.
另一方面我也看到有一个教会。
I also saw a church.
看到前辈他们的上一代的人哦，有很多的纷争，有很多的政治在里面。
I saw many conflicts.Politics among the people.
后面我说啊，现在他们第二代 应该会比他们好一些吧。
I was hoping the second generation would do better than the first.
但是我有点失望。
But I was disappointed.
是的，是有点进步。
Maybe there was improvement.
但是第二代的人还是有一部分人跟他的长者完全一样。
But many of the second generation behave just like their first generation.
这是非常可惜的一件事情。
That is a pity.
今天我们要我们的教会能够比以前更好。
We want our church to become better.
我们作为一个牧者，这就是我们当社的一个榜样。
As pastor, this is the example we have to set.
保罗一方面说，你们成为我们的效法者。
Paul has said, you have become our imitators.
但是帖撒罗尼迦人他们也成为马其顿亚该亚众教会的那个。
But Thessalonican church also became an example to other churches in the area.
一个好的榜样的牧者，一个有生命的牧者，他就产生有生命的羊群。
A pastor with life witness, and that's going to create a church that has life, has witness.
这些羊群同样，他们也可以成为后面的人的榜样。
And The church, the flock, will become example to the people coming after.
今天当我们一起在神面前的时候，我们来思想我们如何回到一个牧者的心。
Today, as we reflect, let's reflect how we return to that pastor's heart.
是的，我们在这里学习。
Yes, we are studying here.
我们也有一些做学问或者学术的东西。
We are studying things which may be very academic.
但是其实最近我的一个担心，我的一个负担，也就是说我们从一个没有神学基础的钟摆的一个极端，我们摆到另外一个极端，现在我们追求的是更高的学位。
And what I'm concerned is we have swung from one end with no training, no theology, to the other end just looking for degrees.
很多人在中国也开办很多很多很高的学位。
And there are many training centers or whatever in China giving out degrees.
并且很多快捷的学位。
And many with the quick way.
学位并不是，学习并不是不好，学位并不是不好，有它的一些功能。
Study is good, and so is degree.
我从神学院回来26年，我那张证书一直还是在衣柜里面。
And my last degree I got 26 years ago, and that diploma was still hidden somewhere in my closet.
飞盛要给你的这张的证书，当然也有它的一个作用。
Of course, the diploma that the BSOP is going to grant you, it has its functions.
它可以代表你的努力。
It kind of represents how hard you have worked.
也代表你已经有学习到一些东西，让你可以去牧养。
And also kind of prove that you have studied to a particular point and skills you have learned that you could go and serve in church.
所以我对上一届毕业同学是这么说。
So this is what I said to the graduates last year.
如果你没有回去侍奉五年以上，不，我要先退一步。我们每个人要进步，这是当然的。
And I told them, everyone want to grow, that is good.
我也需要进步，我每天都要进步。
And so do I, and everyone us should be looking for growth.
但是如果你还没有回，你读了三年，你没有回去服侍五年。请你不要告诉我，我又要读另外一个更高的学位。
But if you have studied for 3 years, you have gone back, served for 5 years. Without the 5 years, don't come and tell me, hey, I want to study again.
除非上帝给你非常非常清楚的带领。
Unless God has given you a very, very clear direction.
我一个想法，要到你侍奉到不能放下的时候，那个时候。你需要再学习了。
I feel that this is my conviction. You should serve to a point you really cannot let go. That's when you should let go.
有一个博士经过我们的学校。博士。
Okay, there was a doctor who came by our school.
他也是神学的博士。
He is a PhD in theology.
我就很谦卑的跟他说，好不好？你做的这个研究，给我们教一门课啊。
And asking, could you teach a course on the study you have done?
我知道你这个是很深的东西啊。
I know this is some very deep knowledge.
你就把它简化啊，然后来教我们的学生。
Could you simplify somewhat so that you can teach our students?
他也很客气的对我说。
And he was very polite, and he said,
我这个研究。我这种研究
and my kind of study,
只有少部分的人能够看得懂
and this kind of research only very few could understand.
好吧，我心里面说，好，我们就把你的论文放在非圣的那个角上
and I said, okay, in that case, we'll put your dissertation, your research, in a corner.
今天呢，到底是那些看不懂的人不懂呢，还是那个懂的人呢不懂的？把他所懂的交给那些不懂的人了。
So, what is the problem? Is a problem with those who cannot understand the research, or the problem with a person who understand who couldn't teach what he has understood?
弟兄姐妹，我们都是不懂的人。
Dear brother and sister, we don't really know.
但是我们要懂，要追求。
However, we know.We have to study and learn.
但是我们要记得我们的目的，我们的目标是什么。
But please remember, what is our goal, our aim?
一定要回到上帝所托付我们的做牧者的这个心态。
It has to go back to the trust God has given us, the pastor's calling.
如果上帝给你一个学术的负担
If God has granted you a heart for academic study,
至少你的心还是一个牧者的心。
But your heart should continue to be a pastor's heart.
你能够把你所知道的东西让那些不知道的人可以知道。
You should study such that you could teach those who don't understand what you have understood already.
最重要的是像保罗这边所说的是我们的用一个单纯的生命来传讲纯正的福音。
And here, just like what Paul has said, we should live a pure life in order to preach a pure gospel.
我们在神的面前一起来祷告。
That's a pray before God. And we can reflect about our anthem, which teaches us this truth as well.
我们看到刚才包括我们刚才所唱的诗歌片野都是迷失的羊群。
There are a lot of lost sheep out there.
今天我们还有那个牧者的心去关怀这些世上的羊群吗？
Do we still have a pastor's heart to care for the sheep that's out there?
或者我们就在我们的自己的小小的办公室，在那边做我们喜欢做的吗？
Or we only care to do what we like to do in our little space.
我们所做的要能够带出去，去喂养这些羊群。
What we are doing should at the end serve the sheep out there.
我们想到耶稣的比喻。
We think about Jesus' parable.
最后耶稣要问我们的是什么？
At the end, what's Jesus going to demand of us?
我饿的时候，你有给我吃吗？
When I'm hungry,Did you feed me?
我渴的时候有给我水喝吗？
When I'm thirsty, do you give me drink?
我在监狱里面的时候，你来看我吗？
When I'm in prison, do you come to visit?
我赤身裸体的时候，你有给我衣服穿吗？
When I'm naked, do you clothe me?
我病的时候，你有来安慰我吗？
When I'm sick, do you take care of me?
这是神给我们的托付。
And this is the trust God has given us.
天父，我们感谢你，你是那公义又慈爱的神。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. You are righteous and you are loving.
若不是这样，就今天 我们是完全的失落。
And if that's not the case, if not, we will be completely lost.
感谢你今天是你验证，也你愿意来呼召我们。
We thank you that you approve us and you call us.
不是因为我们配得，更是因为我们本来就不配得。
Not because we are worthy, but because we are not worthy at all.
主啊，求求你帮助我们知道，你托付你很呼召我们，但是你也给我们这个责任。
You call us, you trust us, and you have given us a responsibility.
不但准备好自己，更是能够有一个纯全的生命来传讲纯全的福音。
And you have prepared us to live a holistic life, to preach a holistic gospel.
就好让这个世界不再会有很多属灵的弃婴。
And such that we will not have all these people who are lost in their spirit.
主啊，让我们能够真的用主耶稣基督的心肠去牧养这些的羊群。
May we have the heart of Jesus to go and care and pastor the sheep.
好让他们也能够彼此的牧养，可以做彼此的榜样。
Such that they may care for one another and they may spiritually nourish.
主啊，求主你也再次帮助飞升。主啊，我们面对前面六十年的时候。
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for our BSOP when we come to the 60th anniversary.
主啊，求你尽主的帮助我们在调整，或者说给我们一个意向，让我们知道前面该怎么走。
Pray that we will make the necessary adjustment and pray that you renew our vision so that we know how to move forward.
我们每个人的生命，我们也需要这个转折。
And our life may be going through transition.
主啊，求主你帮助我们，真的能够像诗歌所说的，无论主你带领我们去哪里，我们愿意去。
Pray that during this transition time, we are willing to follow you wherever you lead.
我每一天也都在你面前思想，今天不单单说我要做什么，我要知道我为什么做。
And today, pray that we are not just knowing what we do today.But also know why we are doing what we do.
我们也能够像保罗说，是完全出于一个单纯的动机来做。
Pray that we may have Paul's heart to have a pure motive.
继续给我们一个母亲、父亲的心。
May we have the mother's heart and the father's heart.
不单单愿意传福音，连我们的命也都可以摆上。
And not just preach the gospel, but willing to pay with our life.
求主你听我们的祷告。
May the Lord hear our prayer.
是奉你爱子耶稣基督的名求的。
And we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.